Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so the vote today was to move forward. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so everybody gets to start, I believe, what, on Monday. In the room, what ended up being the consensus as to why the swing was to say, "Yep, let's move forward and give this a shot"?
I think the feeling of the board was no different than what it was in June. Their philosophy is try to give every student as many opportunities to participate in interscholastic athletics as possible. And I think that carried the day. 2 weeks ago when we met, everyone was given a homework assignment. Go back to your areas, go back to your constituencies, and survey everybody and see what's going on, who wants to do what. And they came back and shared some information, and the numbers were overwhelming. And I think the numbers reflected the vote.
And in fact, when you were on with us 2 weeks ago, you and I talked about the fact that the governor had recommended and made a recommendation, but not an order. And your vote reflected that. And I had said at the time, I thought the wisdom of that was incredible because it gave you an opportunity to have a dialogue with the governor's office. In any dialogue with the governor's office or with the governor himself, how did that go?
Well, Steve, we haven't spoken to the governor.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. We've met with two of their staffers. I'm kind of disappointed in some of the things because I thought we were trying to work together pretty well. And, you know, they have said some things that I don't think are 100% accurate, but we're going to put that behind us. And we still need to try to resolve for parents not being able to go to games as spectators. We really need to see if we can get some flexibility there and still be respectful of social distancing and spacing and all that type of stuff. And nobody wants to break the bank here. But I think kids need their parents to be there just as a safety factor. You know, you tear up a knee, you bang an elbow, you jam a finger, you pull a hamstring. You know, these things happen in athletics, and I think it's important that the supervision of the parent is there, or guardian. So we're going to try to work through some things with them yet, hopefully, and go from there. I think the board is committed to try. Let's leave it at that. Try. If things go south, I know they're not afraid to step in and say, you know what, this isn't possible. But right now, we think it is possible based upon the summer programs that people have done and the number of kids that have gone through without problems.
And if the parents are there, let's face it, I think you and I have been in enough facilities in our lifetime to know that you can socially distance when it's just the parents being there.
Absolutely. Heck, Steve would even go as far as asking for 25%. You haven't been in a gym that probably seats less than 1,000. That's not asking much. People be spread out all over the place and be easily handle that. And then you ask the football stadium for 250, and they could seat 3,500 or 4,000. Geez, just I think it needs to be reasonable, and it can't be hung on what are going on in bars and restaurants. Young athletes playing stuff are not bars and restaurants clientele.
Bob, what about sponsoring fall PIAA championships? Has there been a decision made on actually, let's go to Hershey. We're going to play. Is that on a wait and see? Is that on a go time? How is that?
Right now, we're anticipating trying hosting as much as we can. We first have to see how many schools are going to sponsor sports this fall, and then we'll start working from there. But we would like to have some type of postseason, even if it is only the district level. But right now, the biggest part is to get people having the opportunity to play some games and participate. That's focus number one. Then the next two steps will come as we get the number of schools.
And that'll be the key, because each district has to make up its own mind as to how they want to handle this, correct?
That's correct. Yep, and local control is how it's been for over 100 years. We're good with it.
Yeah. There obviously have been some schools already. I believe Harrisburg is one that said now they're going to do virtual to start. So that means they were on somebody else's schedule. Is there going to be schedule flexibility allowed for those who decide not to play? Okay, they don't, but this grouping over here wants to play. Are they going to be allowed to have some schedule flexibility to add somebody on if something's been subtracted?
Yes, they are. And another part of that, Steve, we had a second motion brought up by the District 1 chairman that is, we are going to monitor the schools that are playing this fall. And if there are a number of schools in a certain area that may be shut down by a conference or a league or a district, or, you know, you take the District 12 is having some issues there right now with the public league, we are going to possibly look at alternate solutions for them to possibly afford them the opportunity to play at another time.
Just as a reminder for everybody, they would get to work in some way, shape, or form on Monday. Idealistically, when do you want to start seasons?
Well, if we start on Monday, you know, the earliest I believe that we can play most of our season. Well, golf, if they practice Monday, they can play Thursday.
Right.
Tennis, the following Monday. Cross country and all the girls volleyball, field hockey, soccer, and football, and water polo, the earliest start date for them is the 11th of September.
Bob, I'm going to assume, and you're in touch with so many people, one of the keys to making this happen, doing it well, is going to be the guidance of a head football coach and the head football coach's staff, along with the training staff. Have you been in touch personally with head football coaches? Because if you have, I'm going to sense that they have taken that they accept the job of, hey, I'm going to do everything I can, Bob, to make this work.
I haven't. I've talked to a few coaches that are personal friends. However,
yes,
probably on an every other day basis, I talk to the head of the Pennsylvania State Football Coaches Association, Gary Cathell, and yep, he's their executive director. And Gary and I probably talk every other day, and he keeps me informed of what his group is thinking and proposals and things that they have and their feelings. And they were go from step one, they're committed to doing whatever they possibly can, however they possibly can, to try to have a season under the guidance of keeping people safe and following their health and safety program. So,
and this is an important element right here, very important. Bob Lombardi and the PIAA board care deeply about students and their health. You're going to do this because you think it's the right thing to do, but at the same time, you care deeply about their health.
Oh, absolutely. Health is health, safety, wellness of the student, and that figures into it, Steve, because, you know, there's a study out of University of Wisconsin on how not participating in extracurriculars is detrimental to a student's growth and mental and physical, social, emotional well-being. So, you know, there's a lot of tentacles here, and I think it's important for us to try to give everybody the opportunity to be safe, be healthy, and still get the experience that they would like.
Bob, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. I know that you've got a lot on your plate, but you always give us time to explain everything that's going on. A lot of people I know are very pleased with what the board has decided. Now it's a question of seeing if everything going forward works well, and we think it will.
We are cautiously optimistic and hopeful that everyone follows their plans and guidance and does the right thing because the ball's in their court. If we can get this done, we're going to show everybody how to do it right. And I have faith in our schools.
Absolutely. Bob, thanks so much. I can't thank you enough for the time you give us.
Anytime, Steve. Thanks. Be well. Be well. Talk to you again.
Be well, my friend.